Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to take you guys back in the time machine a little bit. The only reason I want to do that is because a lot of you still reference, and I get why people reference this, the Chris Collinsworth game in Juwan Taylor's career. You reference the Juwan Taylor game. Chris Collinsworth said this. He unfairly picked him out. And ever since then, he has been a marked man. Rob, do you know who the Chiefs played in week 2? Because that was week 1. That was the first game of Juwan Taylor's career. It's his first time, our first game in Kansas City. Do you know who they played in week 2?
The Jacksonville Jaguars. In Jacksonville.
They played Jacksonville. You want to know how many penalties he had in that game?
Well, I remember he got pulled at one point, so it was a lot.
He had five. He had five penalties in that game. He had four, either false start or illegal formation penalties, and he had one offensive holding penalties. We can talk about how real or not real you thought last week's performance was against the Ravens. And there's a lot to talk about because we just saw the Ravens get beat down again on Sunday. But I think the big takeaway from everything was how clean the offensive line played, how well they played. They dominated. That's the best, I would say, cohesive unit that we've seen the Chiefs put together in quite some time. A thing that was very noticeable and stood out to a lot of people was how clean of play it was over at right tackle and how they didn't have a penalty. This is a road night game, Monday night football, a place that was a house of horrors for you the last time that you were there. One player that I'm directly looking at in this game is Juwan Taylor. Last time out, it went perfect for you against the Ravens. Is that something that you can potentially build upon? Is that something that we can carry over and keep that momentum and keep that going? Or is this going to be like we've seen plenty of times, or the last time that the Chiefs went to Jacksonville 2 years ago and you had five penalties and they had to put you in timeout just to cool down and settle yourself a little bit? Juwan Taylor is one of the guys that I got my eye on because I'm not all the way there yet. Hey, that was one start. Hey, it was good, but you're not supposed to get false start penalties. You're not supposed to get illegal formation penalties. I'm not giving you credit for giving me the baseline as a player in this game where I think that Jacksonville has a capable pass rush, where I think they got a good defensive line, where I think their D-line can cause disruption, cause those turnovers that Mitch Holtis was just talking about, be disruptive, be chaotic, force turnovers, and really muddy up this game to give their offense a chance. Man, it really starts with me at right tackle, and can you continue the very solid play that you got last week against the Ravens?
I think that theme extends beyond just Juwan Taylor. I agree with everything about Juwan Taylor. Like, I am probably in your camp where I'm skeptical and or maybe a cynic because I feel like the data, the sample size tells us that his game against the Ravens was an outlier. He is more likely than not going to be penalized again tonight at some point, some way, somehow. Maybe not five, but I believe he will probably catch penalty tonight because that's just who Juwan Taylor has been his NFL career. But I think that, hey, was last week real or is this week, was it just a mirage, is kind of the biggest talking point of the Chiefs tonight. Like, it's the only talking point, really. Like, if they go out and take care of business, I think Chiefs fans will be in the right, and they can, you know, puff out their chest and say, see, last week the Chiefs turned the corner. Watch out, league. Here we come. Weeks 1 and 2 were just whatever. Now we're back in our game. But if it was another slog, if it looks like the Giants game, and it's ugly, and the offense is stuck in the mud, and Juwan Taylor is all the penalties all over again, man, it might be a lot of the same conversations we had following the Giants game for Kansas City and their Chiefs fans.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying. I guess I'm really intrigued just to see and get an answer to our question on whether it was real or not real last week, or what percentage of it was Kansas City, is maybe a better way of putting it. What percentage of their performance was the Chiefs and them really turning the corner and them really starting to figure things out and be a cohesive unit? What portion of that was them playing the Baltimore Ravens? Because if you want to look at the Ravens matchup from yesterday against the Houston Texans, their defense and their team, they stink. That is a bad football team. They really are right now. That is a bad team that can't do a whole lot right. I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the drive charts. I mean, the Texans scored on their first 8 offensive possessions. 8 offensive possessions. So, I mean, just very similar to what Kansas City did. And this is a Houston offense that couldn't really get right before any of this. This is a Houston offense that was really struggling up until they went up against the Baltimore Ravens and they were able to basically do whatever they wanted to offensively. That's kind of like what Kansas City was able to do last week against the Baltimore Ravens. Now, I'm not here to take away from the performance. The Chiefs did what they did. You got to move on and you got to do it. I think that Jacksonville is going to provide far more resistance than I think the Ravens can provide at this point. What we do know is the Ravens are not good. I don't know if Jacksonville is good, but I know that Baltimore is not good. I know that Baltimore is not capable. We are still trying to figure that out. So this is a really good test for a Kansas City offense. You got Xavier Worthy back. He's supposed to go in this one. We'll talk a little bit more about Breshad Smith and what his role could possibly look like in this offense. And are they going to expound upon it the way that they said they were going to in this matchup? But I do think that's a question that you have to ask heading into this matchup. Hey, last week we saw the Chiefs offense kick around the Ravens. We saw the Ravens yesterday. The Ravens continued to get kicked around by a team that very few people think are going to make the postseason. This just feels like one of those years from hell for the Ravens. It just feels like a lost season for them so far. That's a bad team that just can't do a lot of things right. The Chiefs were able to take advantage of that team and it was great. Can they continue that against Jacksonville today against a team that has gotten off to a good start?
I pulled the stats. You mentioned the drive charts. Listen to these stats because I pulled them. This is the Ravens' last 2 games. So this is the Chiefs game where the Chiefs offense, everyone says, oh boy, they're back. And the Texans who, you know, for a peek behind the curtain, earlier today we were kind of in the office chit-chatting about the NFL, me, you, and the boss man, and Speck says the Texans stink. Here are the last 2 Ravens games as far as drives. The Ravens have conceded 20 drives in those 2 games, 10 games each. In 15 of those drives, they give up points. 15 of the last 20 drives, the Ravens' defense has been on the field, points are scored. That's astonishing. To make matters worse for how terrible that Ravens' defense is, of those 15 scoring drives, so the 15 times they gave up points, 9 of them were touchdowns. Basically, quick math, of the last 20 drives the Ravens' defense has been on the field, basically 50% of the time, man, you're scoring a touchdown. And by the way, 2 of those drives, if you look at the drive chart on Pro Football Reference, you know what it says? End of game. So it might be a kneel, it might be a running out of the clock. So if you want to tell me that, A, they've only played 18 drives, those will only make the numbers look worse. Like the Ravens' defense is trash, and trash is the nicest way on the radio I can say it. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that's the big thing tonight. Was it the Chiefs last week turning the corner? Were these healthy? The offense is back. Watch out. Mahomes has a chance to be the MVP again. All those conversations. Or are we on Tuesday going to say, maybe the Chiefs got to face the Ravens defense, which might be worse than Dallas.
I mean, it's also important to note, and I know you can't play the transitive property, Team A and Team B. I get all of that. I mean, Houston scored 10 points against Jacksonville 2 weeks ago. They scored 10 points against Jacksonville, and they looked like an absolute juggernaut last night against the Baltimore Ravens. So, again, I do think the Ravens just played a major part of it. Again, it doesn't matter to me about the Ravens anymore. They are in the rearview mirror. Can you take what you did well in that game, which was getting Xavier Worthy involved, which was using Breshard Smith, which was converting those first downs, which was playing a clean game with your offensive line, with the left side with the young guys, and also with Jawan Taylor not committing penalties? I think most people agree here, and let me know, 913-586-7965. If you disagree, you're certainly allowed to. If the Chiefs play a clean game, I just don't think Jacksonville can beat them. If this game is played straight up, if Kansas City doesn't lose the turnover differential, if Kansas City can control the line of scrimmage, if you don't have a touchdown drive that is altered because of a legal formation or a false start that takes a big play off of the drive, if that's the game that they're going to go on the road and play, I think they just beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. Where teams get into trouble and where Kansas City's offense has been stalled, it's been by not doing those things when you go up against a capable defense. I think Jacksonville has a capable defense right now. So I do think we'll see a very good test on the answer to our question from last week, if it was the Chiefs' offense and then legitimately turning a corner, or they just went up against the Ravens at right now the perfect time to play the Ravens. Because right now, I'm telling you, everybody is getting a turn right now against the Baltimore Ravens. They cannot stop anybody. You just gave the stat. They have allowed points on the on 15 of their last 20 drives that they have had on defense. At this point, if you take the field against the Ravens, you should expect to go down the field and score a touchdown, because that is what the last two opponents have done against them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.